on another sunny Saturday afternoon suitable for t-shirt watching football. Tranmere up the temperature and warm the hands of the home fans with plenty to applaud. Although Colchester started the brighter, indeed Anthony Wordsworth could and probably should have done better within the first 5 minutes when he headed wide. It was apparent that Colchester liked to play football and passed it around very nicely inside their own half, but never really pressed forward on too many occasions. Tranmere also held a gilt-edged chance to take the lead as Jean-Louis Akpo headed over the bar. The clever Belbadji and hard-working Liam Palmer also missed from long shots. Tranmere took the lead 5 minutes from the interval when Andy Robinson got to the touchline and whipped in an inviting cross, and the big number nine, Jake Cassidy, rose to head home powerfully past Cousins in the Colchester net. The goal came at just the right time for Rovers as it was settled the side down and given Colchester boss John Ward things to change at the break. Despite what Ward will have said, his plans will have been ripped up almost straight away as Tranmere on 49 minutes, a through ball aimed for Bakayoko was deflected into the path of the on-running Cassidy. His run was timed to perfection as the Colchester defence claimed for offside, the young on-loan striker slotted past Cousins. By now, Tranmere had their tails up and Akpro could have added up to the lead, but his shot was just wide. However, Rovers fans could celebrate again on 58 minutes when Akpro passed the ball to Bakayoko, who found the top right-hand corner of the goal. Sensing blood, Akpro managed to escape the United defence a minute later, but his shot hit the post from a narrow angle. It was destined not to be his day in front of goal. This was not the case for the young Cassidy, who completed his hat-trick with 15 minutes to go towards the end when the ball fell to Wallace, who ran past two defenders like they weren't there and squared the ball across the box, and Cassidy was there on hand to slot home. Tranmere at this point were happy enough to see the game out, and indeed Ronnie Moore afforded the young striker a well-deserved standing ovation with around about 10 minutes to go. After the match, Moore had said it had been the first goal that had settled his team down and praised young striker Jake Cassidy. That is my full-time report right here on Audio Boo, and if you've enjoyed it, please leave any comments, and I must thank everybody who listened to the full-time report immediately after the match, and as I say, they are my considered pieces this afternoon. And as for man of the match, there can be only one. Well done to Jake Cassidy. 4,177 watched the game at Prenton Park, and I was one of them. My name's Craig Harrison, and thanks for listening.